USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases continue to increase in India, which has recorded more than 300,000 new coronavirus cases for the sixth straight day. The U.S. and other countries have pledged assistance for the Indian medical system, which has been stretched to the brink of collapse in many cities. France, Germany, the U.K., and Saudi Arabia have pledged to send oxygen-generating equipment, and the U.S. has promised to send raw materials for the production of vaccines, as well as doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile. The White House has said that 10 million doses could be released in the coming weeks once they pass a safety check, though it's unclear how much of that batch would be sent to India. And the federal government has delayed the deadline for a new type of ID that will be required to fly. Travelers will need a driver's license or state ID card that is Real ID compliant beginning on May 3, 2023, in order to fly domestically. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
U.S. Navy vessels operating in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots Monday night at a group of Iranian military boats. The Navy says a group of Iranian fast inshore attack craft approached a pair of American patrol boats with unknown intent, coming as close as 68 yards to both ships. The USS Fireball and USCGC Baranov issued multiple warnings via radio and other methods before the Fireball fired warning shots at the Iranian vessels, after which they moved away to a safe distance. It was the first time in more than 4 years that U.S. vessels have needed to fire warning shots at an Iranian ship. And President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. He's expected to face questions during his confirmation hearings over his decision to pull his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outdoors. The agency announced Tuesday that those who have received both Pfizer or Moderna shots or the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine can ditch the mask if they're attending a small outdoor gathering or dining in an outdoor restaurant. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky laid out what the new guidelines mean for fully vaccinated individuals.
If you are fully vaccinated and want to attend a small outdoor gathering with people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated, or dine at an outdoor restaurant with friends from multiple households, the science shows if you are vaccinated, you can do so safely, unmasked. Generally, for vaccinated people, outdoor activities without a mask are safe. However, we continue to recommend masking in crowded outdoor settings and venues, such as packed stadiums and concerts, where there is decreased ability to maintain physical distance and where many unvaccinated people may also be present. We will continue to recommend this until widespread vaccination is achieved.
And a former advisor to the Obama administration has been arrested for stealing money from a network of charter schools he helped found. Seth Andrew was charged with wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements to a bank, accused of stealing more than $200,000 from the Democracy Prep public schools, which he helped create in 2005. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.